It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of the podcast, Jeremy, what are we about to give away? Please tell me, enlighten me.
So if you've been, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you'll know that a new shipment arrived into the port the other day with thousands of Opinions Matter coffee cups. They are reusable coffee cups made to the highest grade and standard.
Absolutely.
And they have the little European Union thing on it, so they're, we're all good.
No, they don't have that. Oh, no, Jesus, no, they don't. No.
Okay, these coffee
cups. Did you say made in the UK?
Oh, God, but they don't, they're not compliant.
Microwave safe.
But they're not compliant.
No, they are compliant. Recycled... dishwasher safe.
Okay.
Anyway, there are our Opinions Matter merch.
Opinions Matter is not responsible for any burns or grazes that may occur from drinking from such cups. We had to say that for legal reasons. But if you want to win one of these very dangerous coffee cups...
There's nothing dangerous about them.
Yeah,
I use mine every day. I'm still here.
I don't know. All you have to do is WhatsApp us the word mug to 085-825-2626. WhatsApp the word mug to 085-825-2626. We're giving away two every day for the foreseeable until they're all gone. Because they're taking up too much room in the studio. So text or WhatsApp the word mug to 085-825-2626. Just with your name, we pick out another two people tomorrow. And, well, put it this way. If you open your postbox in a couple of days and it's there, you've won. If it hasn't, you haven't won. Keep trying.
Well, no, we have to get your address so you'll know that you won.
Oh, yeah,
you won. We don't just ask randomers for their address.
You're dead right, yeah. Adrian, yeah.
Anyway, text the word mug. And your name to 085-825-2626.
True story, I get a little buzz, guys, when I see somebody I don't know drinking one. Yesterday, driving out to Portmarnock, I was stuck at the entrance to the port tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always stuck there. And there was a girl in the car beside me in a Fiat 500. And she obviously recognised me. And she held up her mug to the glass.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How cool.
She held up her mug to the glass.
Well, there's another one there that arrived today. Another food. We ask our listeners to send us in photographs of...
Only if you're female and good-looking, though.
I know, male and good-looking will do as well.
Male
I don't discriminate.
Okay,
no.
But if you're ugly, we don't want the picture. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, WhatsApp the word mug to 085-825-2626. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Jay is a man who got in contact with us and he sent us this message by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 and have a listen to what Jay had to say. Will you talk about what's happened to my mate Andre? He's only 20 and he's homeless because his ma and dad kicked him out on Monday. He's been doing coke on and off for the last year or two, not addictive to it, like myself, does it at the weekend for a bit of a laugh. Anyway, his parents found out about it, and on Monday they found a bag in his bedroom and fucked him out there and then. He's been sleeping in a car in Shankill all week because he has nowhere else to go. I still live at home, and none of our mate's parents will let him stay. It's a joke that he's living in my car and going to the gym for a wash. How can a parent do this to their own child? You should talk about it because everyone is sick over it. And that's from a guy called Jay. So basically the story is Jay's mate, Andre, I'm not sure if that's his real name, but if it is his real name, he's probably easily identifiable because it's not a very common name. But anyway, Andre is the guy's name. Mam and dad find a bag of cocaine in his bedroom.
Wait, it is his name and he knows we're talking about it. He didn't have a problem with us talking about it.
No, did not. So. Okay, why? Is this to have a dig at his mam and dad for deciding to throw him out?
Well, I was shocked. As you know, guys, we put this, and I know I say shocked a lot, but I was genuinely shocked by this. We put this up on our Facebook page about 2 hours before recording this podcast. And I was expecting, just so you can never read the room, I was expecting lots of sympathy. The amount of people who are praising these parents, I am sorry, to make your child, and he's a child, yeah, he's 20.
He's not a child, okay, he's a grown adult. He's 20, as you just said. He's not a child. He might be their child, but he's not a child. He's a grown man.
Okay, but to kick out your son to one of your... people are always your children. They're always your children. My kids will always be my children.
Yeah, of course. And the same with me.
No matter what age.
Yeah?
I would say, Shame on
really
those
you.
Parents.
So you would be happy with your kids bringing bags of coke into your house and snorting lines off their bedroom locker?
No, but your child, that's only going to make matters worse. You have to. Whatever happened to unconditional love?
Hang on for 1 second, Jeremy. Get real, will you? These parents found a bag of cocaine in the young fella's room. From what we understand, they knew he was doing it. They asked him to stop, and he not only did he not stop, he gave them the two fingers. He brought cocaine into their house.
There's lots of people. Most 20-year-olds are doing cocaine.
That makes it okay, doesn't it?
I think cocaine's a disgusting drug. I'd have no time for it.
So they found a bag of cocaine in the young fella's bedroom. What do you expect them to do? Honey, come on in. We'll all do a line together.
I just think you should never kick your child out to the
curb. No matter what they do?
Yeah.
Never?
Okay, obviously if they're beating you up or something like that, that's fair enough, but not for something like that.
So in 10 years' time, God forbid, you find a bag of cocaine in Luke's bedroom, you're going to high-five him, keep it up, good lad.
No, but...
Get me some while you're at it.
No, but
So how would you deal with that? How would you deal... It's only 10 years away.
Yeah.
And in 10 years' time, you find a bag of cocaine in your young fella's bedroom. What are you going to do?
I don't know. You're asking me something about something
that
happened.
No, you're condemning these parents. You're saying shame on you. How would you have dealt with it differently? How should these parents have dealt with it differently?
I certainly would never make my child homeless. And
that's not the question I asked you.
And to
the question I asked you is,
and
able to say shame on you about these parents, yeah? That's exactly what you just said. Shame on you. How better should they have dealt with this? They're pissed off that their young fella brought a bag of cocaine into their gaff. What should the parents have done? Come on.
Well, what danger is it bringing it into a house?
Oh, okay. So we'll all just bring bags of coke into our mammy and daddy's
house. Obviously, if there was the small kids, he's an only child from what we know. There's no small kids.
I don't know where you got that from.
So you said if you look over...
Mention of being an only child.
If you look through the full thread on Facebook, you will see...
This is you worming your way out of this.
No, it's not worming my way.
Even if he is an only child, it's their house. It's mammy and daddy's house. They don't want cocaine in their house. Who can blame them?
I wouldn't want cocaine in my house, but you don't make your child homeless. That's literally what they've done. And I don't care if that pisses people
off. Okay, so I want to... Let me paint a scenario.
You need to paint any scenario, because this is all I'm going to say, and I'm not saying any more on it, yeah?
Well, no, you already have said enough. You've said enough to offend these parents by saying shame on you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you just said.
You do not make your...
My understanding is that these parents knew that he was taking cocaine and they asked him to stop repeatedly, okay? And not only did he not stop, he gave them the two fucking fingers and he brought cocaine into the house and they found it in his bedroom. And you want them to say, that's okay, son, bring more in. Deal from the house while you're at it. Don't be so ridiculous. The fact of the matter is, these parents had to make a stand.
No, you're supposed to help your children.
They obviously did. They asked him to stop. They asked him to give it up. And he didn't.
Jeez, whatever happened to loving your children unconditionally?
Unconditionally has an end point.
No, it doesn't. Unconditionally,
yes, it does.
Unconditionally means without conditions. That's literally what unconditionally means. You're supposed to... By the way, that's only...
I'm not going to come into more hypotheticals, but where would you draw the line in your unconditional love?
I don't know. We're just talking about this situation. I just could not sleep. I could not sleep at night knowing that my 20-year-old, my baby, was sleeping in a car.
Because he disrespected you so much that he brought cocaine into your house.
Sorry, Michelle, can we try and get Michelle Munn on, or Drum on there? She's really, really angry and upset with me for... Jesus. Again, I have to say this every time. Michelle, the podcast is called Opinions Matter, and that is my opinion. And we're going to try and get you on to find out what I've said that's wrong. All I've said is you should love your child unconditionally and not make them homeless, and that's literally
okay. So say they called him last weekend. This happened last weekend, yeah. And they said, "Son, please don't bring cocaine into the house again." Yeah. And then next weekend he gives them two f off fingers, and he brings two bags of cocaine in the house. Where do you?
That's all hypothetical.
He's already given them the two fingers. He's already said, "Piss off! I'm not giving it up." And in fact, I'm going to bring it into the house. And they found it in his bedroom. And you want them to just say, okay, love, that's okay. You keep doing that.
No, I'm not saying that.
You don't have an answer either. The solution that these parents came to at the end of their effing tether was to throw them out and say, go and fend
for
yourself.
Never said anywhere that they were at the end of their tether.
They obviously were.
What?
They've spoken to him about his drug use, and he said he would give it up, and he hasn't given it up. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. I would love to hear from you on this and get your opinion. Let's kick off with Glenn.
How's it going, everyone? Hope you're well. Listen, I think your headline's a bit of a fucking bullshit statement there. Heartbreaking story. Heartbreaking is losing a family member to an overdose of drugs. Getting kicked out of your house because you're doing coke occasionally isn't heartbreaking. It's consequences. At the end of the day, if any of these, if he had nieces and nephews and something happened to them because they picked up someone to say they had traces of cocaine, you'd be shouting a fucking different story. No sympathy for drug users. Your family has a stance on it, you should stick by it.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
There is a young fella of 20 years of age sleeping in a car in Shankill in South Dublin at this moment. We know exactly where it is. We're not going to tell you exactly where it is. Because his mum and dad threw him out of the house last weekend because, despite repeated pleas for him to stop taking cocaine, he didn't just not stop taking cocaine. He actually brought cocaine into the house and they found it in his bedroom last weekend and they said, enough is enough. Out you get. Go and live your own life. And the point I've been making is, there has to be an end point. There has to be a point where there is a punishment for what you do. And the punishment is, you're not going to be obeyed by our rules in our house. Piss off and go and fend for yourself.
Jesus, lads. Maybe I'm going to be on my own. I really expected the majority of people to... By the way, I'm not changing my opinion just to suit... to make people feel better about themselves. That is my opinion. I think.
And your opinion, just to clarify, is you stand by your children no matter what.
Okay, no matter what. But we're not going to sit here and talk about 50 different scenarios, you know, of did he do this, did he... Obviously, if he was done for rape, absolutely not. You wouldn't stand by.
What about if he was just selling a bit of drugs? He's selling a bit of cocaine.
Selling drugs from the house as well. But he's not doing... anything illegal per se. It's not.
But
illegal.
He is doing something illegal.
No, it's not illegal to take a drug. It's illegal to buy.
He's not smoking John Player Blue. Doing lines of cocaine. A bag of cocaine was found in his bedroom.
I get that completely.
085-825-2626
Because I don't want this as an onslaught against me, call after call, just saying I'm wrong.
You stand by your children no matter what.
I have my opinion and that's it.
Well, the one word that you said about these parents, and this is what is annoying a lot of people.
Is it really?
Yeah.
People annoy
me. The one thing you said is to those parents who threw their young fella out, not their young fella, their 20-year-old grown adult man.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to cut across you, because I don't want just calls on having a go at me. So Cathy there, we're going to try and get Cathy on. I agree with you, Jerry. You don't make a child homeless. Thank you. Someone speaking a bit of sense.
You said, of those parents, shame on you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Your child's sleeping in a car.
Trevor.
How can you sleep at night?
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
All right, lads. Jamie, you're not getting your wish now. How the fuck, long-time listener, long-time caller, but probably the stupidest thing you've ever said was, shame on the parents. So you want them to keep a child in the house who's possibly going to be bringing drug dealers to the front door, demanding money, smashing in windows, probably beating him, the parents as well, and threatening everybody in the household. You want that kept inside their home. Are you off your fucking nut? I apologise, but that's me having a go at you.
Okay, that's, first of all, calm down. Second of all the stuff you've said hasn't happened, so it's a lovely story that you've come up with.
How many topics have you done literally on people being assaulted? Have you done a topic before where a fella lost 3 or 4 of his fingers because drug dealers came looking, and you want them to keep this inside the house? You've covered topics like this and you still want the parents to love him and cherish him and think he's a great boy living in the bedroom.
You've literally to justify your opinion, you've literally created the worst case scenario, and none of that is absolutely
okay. Trevor
happened.
Has
and
said
that it. Is tied directly to drugs. Okay.
Trevor has said on this program before
it hasn't happened here. They literally kicked him out for using drugs.
So you're going to wait until it happens, then kick him out.
Hang on, I want to correct you. They haven't thrown him out for doing drugs. They've thrown him out because he disrespected them so much.
He brought drugs
into their house. And you think that's okay? You think they should give him a big cuddle and say, son, we love you, regardless.
Sorry, look at all the upros that smoke weed every single day.
What about them?
They're storing that in
there. Don't hear.
What? Let me finish for a second. They're storing... shush for a second.
You're about to make an incredibly bad argument
here. No, I'm just saying there's loads of upros who smoke weed, I'm aware of that. And they store it in their own house, and nothing's ever said about that. Is it because it's cocaine? And by the way, I'm completely against cocaine. I've never taken it.
But you just said
out the front door.
Jeremy, you said.
So your daughter what?
My daughter went out the front door for having weed inside the house.
What do you mean she went out the front door?
I was told by a neighbour. I never told this before on the show, lads, but I'm going to say it anyway. I was told by a neighbour when she was 17 that they seen her smoking what looked like a joint. I approached her. She said, no, don't know what I'm talking about, blah, blah, blah. So when I heard it a second time, I decided to go to her room. I found weed. So she went out the front door.
What do you mean she went?
And I didn't take her back. She went out. She moved out. She was kicked out. Sorry. All the best. Take care. Get out of my house.
She didn't leave voluntarily.
No. Well, she went out anyway. Because she brought in this. She was actually storing weed in my house. So I kicked her out of the house. It was just after 17 birthday, I think it was. And I had no time for her. She was gone for 6 months.
Jesus, who needs a father like you?
Oh, because I'm thinking about the other kids in the house.
A father that has rules in his house.
Well, she was a minor. You literally, I think that's probably illegal. You should have been reported to Tusla.
At 17, it's the legal age.
You sure it is?
Yeah. And I wouldn't give a shit if she was 15. I have other people inside the four walls of my home to think about. I don't want drug dealers coming to my door.
Trevor, I'm going to use a quote that was made earlier on. Shame on you. Now, I'm only using the quote because that's what came out of Jeremy's mouth.
Yeah, I get you. But at the end of the day, Adrian, I had to think of others inside the house. I didn't want trouble coming to my door. I have lost family members to drugs, and I will not suffer that pain. I will not force my family to suffer that pain. And my daughter was told, after the 6 months, if she wanted to come back inside my home, she had to submit to being drug tested every few weeks. And she's still doing it today. And that was nearly 3 years ago.
Okay. And
by the way, Adrian, you're going to have a go to that, because a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, I said that I would test my kids for alcohol.
Yeah, no, I think that's... this is different. This girl
is...
I'll tell you what the difference is. Yeah. This girl was actually caught doing drugs.
So where was she for how many months was she kicked out of the house?
I heard she was going through friends' houses and stuff like that. I didn't really think about it.
How long was she gone from your house? 6 months?
6 months. At least 6 months.
And let me ask you then, Trevor, since then, so she's back in your house now, since then... Yep. What is your relationship like with her? Does she now respect the fact that you had certain rules?
Oh, yeah, no, everything's all good. It's just like she was hanging around with a crowd that was doing it, and she just got into her head that she could do it. And I've always told my kids drugs is not acceptable. But she came in one day and she actually brought some into the house, and it happened to be the time when I was searching, and I found it, and I said, right, well, that's your one strike and you're gone, get out. There's no second strike when it comes to drugs, lads, no way.
And in hindsight and after the fact, and she's back home again and she's home 3 years, does she now accept that she did wrong?
Yeah, no, she took full responsibility for it. Now, we had a lot of arguments when she fresh came back, but... She had to submit to being drug tested, and that was the only way she was staying inside this house and keeping bloody roof over her head. She had to stay on the streets, but that was her choice.
Whoa, hang on. So she slept rough.
Okay, whoa. Yeah.
As in doorways, you say, like, what does sleeping on the streets mean? Actually sleeping on the streets?
Well, I think she stayed up the town one or two nights she was seen up there, and a friend told me, I was just like, okay.
So you were in... You're, by the way, Adrian, your silence is deafening here.
Deafening in what way?
You went...
The fact is that his child decided to ignore his rules in his house.
Didn't give a shit about the rules of the house, my rules. Because, Jeremy, do you know what the great thing is? This is a family home, my house. I own it, I pay for it. They don't. So if they want to stay inside my house and stay in the family home, they have to abide by, yes, my rules. Because my rules are there to keep them safe. And away from trouble.
Okay, but it's okay just for her to sleep on the streets.
That was her choice. She brought drugs into my home. She violated what I put down. So she chose to... That was the consequence. They all know what's going to happen. You bring drugs into the house, you're gone. Because I don't... Like I said, lads, been through all this before. I've been through the pain of it. I don't want that shit coming to me, Doc.
Okay.
Jeremy,
so the parents found a small bag of cocaine in his room the other day.
Jesus.
Yeah? Yeah, it wasn't just dope. It was
well, it
cocaine.
Was cocaine, lads. I'm telling you now, she wouldn't be coming back into that. She'd be gone. And yeah. I cut her out of my life forever.
Now, Jeremy, you're saying, oh, God love him. Give him a big hug. Tell him everything's going to be all right.
Didn't know my words.
You said, shame on you. You said about the parents for throwing him out.
You said shame on you, Jeremy. You put the parents down. Not a drug dealer. Not a druggie.
Had he had a shopping bag full of cocaine, well, shame on you as well.
He was dealing out of the house. He wasn't dealing out of the house. His friend said himself.
Yeah, but Jeremy, he's a junkie. You've openly called people on this show who've taken drugs for junkies. That's what he is.
I just can't get over that you went to bed at night knowing that your daughter was sleeping in the doorway somewhere and that...
Well, no, I work nights, so most of the time I work nights. You know, well, during the day, I slept like a baby.
Knowing that your daughter was sleeping rough in the doorway at 17?
I didn't know that she was... Anyone mentioned it to me, I just put it down my head. Because at the end of the day, that was a choice. Well, that was a choice she made.
Trevor, I've been asked to ask you a question. How would you have felt if your daughter was assaulted while on the street?
It was her choice. That's her mother even said to me, oh, she was crying in my arms for bleeding weeks after, lad, saying, oh, we just let her back in, we'll give her another chance. I said, no, we have to be tough on this, because if we let her back in, it's just going to happen again. I've known people who have been put out of houses and the parents go, oh, come on back after a few weeks. And what happens, lo and behold, they're bringing drugs in again. And this time, the drugs are coming in, but the problem is, they're not paying for drugs. And then the drugs dealers are calling the house. I'm not having that.
Stay there for a second.
So when she chose to bring drugs in, she chose the streets. End of that.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Let me go to Kathy. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kathy?
Hey, lad. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Kathy. What do you make of this young fella being thrown out of his house for having a bag of cocaine in the house?
I don't know. Like, I can see both sides. Yeah, like, if there was other kids in the house, obviously, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, it's not great to have, but I can see Jeremy's point, and that's obviously, I suppose, I'm backing him up. Yeah. I wouldn't make my kid homeless under no circumstances. And I'm listening to Trevor there in disbelief for a few different reasons. I remember listening to the show there. Did he not go out to his back garden and start shooting cats? So, like, he's saying he wouldn't have his daughter there in the house for something that wouldn't necessarily kill anything, but he has bullets, guns, rounds, and he goes out his back garden with his kids and kills cats or kills dogs or something. So that's a danger to his kids. He's more of a danger to his kids than, I think, a joint that he ransacked his daughter's room over. On the regards of a little bag of cocaine, I don't know. I wouldn't be for me. No, I'd never make my kid homeless. As I say, yeah, love is unconditional. Trevor, I think the guy needs a head tested.
Okay, so you do believe, you know, that when it comes to your children, love for your children is unconditional?
Well, like, yeah, it has to be. Like, don't have kids unless it's unconditional.
And where is that line drawn?
The line drawn. Like, yeah, it was brought up there, but, you know, if they do something that, let's say, yeah, like a sexual assault, there is lines.
Let me just give you an example. It was a small bag of cocaine this young fella had, and you wouldn't draw the line at that. If it was a shopping, if it was a shopping bag full of cocaine, would you draw the line there?
Obviously. I still wouldn't kick my child out, because what's the alternative?
Oh, so you could have a shopping bag of cocaine and you wouldn't throw him out. Jeez, I'd love to live with you. There's Trevor, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, let me answer. Can I finish? I'll answer the question though. Because if I throw my kid out, he ends up being homeless. What happens then? He ends up becoming an addict. He ends up overdosing. He dies. That blame then partly falls to me. I'm a mother. You have to, it's my job to reel him back in. Lay down rules.
Wow.
Yes, no, they don't come into my house. Shut up, Trevor. You had your time to speak. My turn now. And I'm answering the question that I've been asked. Yeah, I am. So it is my turn as a mother to talk to my kids. If I have to bring them to counsel and bring them to, there's a reason that people choose to self-medicate, whether it's killing cats, killing animals, thinking you're the big hard man like you over there, you're nut job, or else it's alcohol, drugs, prescription. Yeah, laugh all you want.
Because hang on, Katie, you spent the last few minutes putting me down. I'm going to ask you a question. You brought up shooting cats. Never shot a cat. I shot a dog because it attacked my child at night time. The vet wasn't open for me to bring it there. So was I wrong in putting the dog down instead of saving me, bringing it to the vet the next day? When it attacks my child, am I wrong for doing that?
No, you're not right. You're not right. But you should. But have you a gun license? Have you got a gun safe?
Yes, I do. I'm fully licensed. Yes. But Cathy, answer the question. Am I wrong for shooting the dog because it attacked my child?
No, you're not right to personally shoot a dog. No, not at all. No,
you didn't. No. Sorry, it attacked my child. That's why it got put down.
No, you don't go out. You don't go out your back garden and shoot a dog. No, you don't. And many people
after it attacked my child. So I'm protecting my child, but I'm in the wrong. Cathy, you know what? You just said you wouldn't, and you'd allow your child to have drugs in the house. I'm not going to take parenting tips from your good self there, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Good. Anything else you'd like to put me down about, Cathy? Come on. I'm having fun here.
I'd rather put you on the dog.
Let's not get crazy, Cathy, okay? Let's keep it serious.
Okay, and let's go back to the point of this conversation, these parents, through their young
fellows... She'd allow her child to have drugs in the house, agent.
That's
literally
what you said, Cathy. You definitely said that.
And the fact that you think it's okay to allow your 17-year-old, who is an underage female, to sleep indoors, and you sleep like a baby.
Equal, Cathy. Women are not equal. They want equal rights. So when my son comes in with drugs, he gets that treatment. My daughter comes in, she gets that treatment. I don't discriminate, Cathy. You sound very discriminatory to me. No, I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna be honest. As a female, it is more dangerous.
So it's okay if I put my son out the front door and not my daughter, is it?
An underage child out the door.
See, Cathy, and another thing you said, if your child becomes a drug addict after you put them out of home, that's partly your fault.
No,
Cathy, do you know what that's called? That's called free will and choice, Cathy. If they choose to take more drugs after they leave the home, not your fault. If they're taking drugs in your home and you actively know about it and you will still allow it, that's your fault. Then your fucking fault if they become a junkie. That's when it's your responsibility. I stepped in before anything could happen, so that was it. And when they came back, they get drug tests, they're clean now.
Let me ask you, Cathy.
Yeah, you should have done that. Instead of kicking your kid out, you should have done...
Okay, my question to you is, these parents that we're talking about, I don't want to be representing them, but they threw their young fella out last weekend because despite repeated requests for him to stop taking drugs, he didn't.
We don't know. We're not 100% sure on how many repeated requests. Okay, yes, I wouldn't like it. So the rule.
So not only did he ignore his parents, he went one step further and he brought cocaine into their house.
Yeah, I get that. And yet, for me, I wouldn't like it, especially if there's other children and if there's children in the house, if there's animals in the house, I wouldn't like it. But I still wouldn't throw my kids. That you're throwing your kids to the wall if you throw them out, because you're saying basically fuck off, out you go, and that is putting your kid into a way more vulnerable situation. The kid is now living out in someone's car, is having to have to go to a gym to have a shower because he has no more access to anything. And that is that's for your mental health alone.
Cathy, you're the only one speaking sense here for the last half an hour. I can't believe that people are being so blasé about kicking their kids out to the curb.
I can't believe you're being so blasé about having cocaine in your own house. That's the fact of it.
It's not about the drug. It's about the mental capacity of someone that is using something for whatever reason, and that's the way I'm looking at it. I'd rather save my kid than throw my kid to the wolves, is how I'm looking at it.
Do me a favour and stay on the line there for one second, Cathy, if you can, please.
Our number is
085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're talking about the story that Jay brought to us about his mate having been thrown out of his family home by his mum and dad last weekend because they found cocaine in his bedroom.
Can I just say one of his mates, not the one who contacted us, another one of his mates, has just, I'm just clicking into it here on private message, just sent us a photograph of Andre sleeping in the car, and you can see it there. You know where that is, that road.
I know
is,
exactly
don't you?
Where that is, yeah.
And it's actually quite upsetting.
What's upsetting about him?
Obviously, we'd ask if we can post this photograph online. I don't know if we can. I don't even think if we want to. I certainly don't identify where he is. That's a well-known road.
No, we won't be publishing it. But the fact of the matter is, he's only got himself to blame for being in that car. Our number is 085 825 2626. Let's bring in Darren's opinion.
So, if the child was drinking alcohol, I'm sure the parents wouldn't really care and they wouldn't kick him out. That's a drug. That's a way worse drug than any other drug in the world, if you ask me. But because it's legal, it's okay. And he was probably allowed to have a few pints with the parents in the house. But it's okay because it's legal.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Angela. What did you want to say on this?
They did the right thing.
They did the right thing.
I've told you before. My ex-boyfriend was a coke addict. And by God, what he brought to my door was just frightening. And
what do you mean by that?
I had his dealers at my door at 2 o'clock in the morning threatening to burn down my parents' house. Threatening to kill my dogs, threatening to burn down the house I was in, steal my car, burn out my car, you know, beat the shit out of me. That's what's coming down the line. That's what's coming. And just because they kicked him out, Jeremy, doesn't mean they love him any less.
Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does, first of all. Yes, it does. And second of all, let me speak, please. Second of all, the situation that you were in, unfortunate as it was, is nothing to do. You're, again, making this about yourself. This is not about you, Angela. This is about this young man. He's not... Yes. No, your partner, as you were saying, was a drug addict. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
This fella's not a drug addict.
How do you know?
How do you know? His parents have asked him to stop taking drugs, and not only has he not stopped taking drugs, he had the absolute gall to bring cocaine into their house for them to find. Okay?
How do you know he's not?
Because his best mate has said he's not a...
Jesus, Jeremy, on previous podcasts you said...
On previous episodes of this podcast, you have said
if you do coke every Saturday, you're a junkie or a drug addict. You've said that.
Yes.
I'd find it on an old podcast.
My point is, I'll tell you what I'll do, Angela. Privately, I'll send you the photograph of him in the car, and let's see if you
Come here. Jeremy, I kicked my ex out of the house. I didn't care because he brought that to my door, right? Their child is bringing that to their door. Now, let's say hypothetically, okay, because we can't technically talk about something, right? So what happens if the house burns down? What happens if they burn the house down around it and his parents and whoever else is in it?
Why were you talking about hypotheticals here? Why are you talking about hypotheticals? Of maybe realities of what can happen.
Because we can't talk about cases that are ongoing. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Yes. That is why I'm saying, hypothetically, I'm not mentioning areas and I'm not mentioning people. But this is what happens. This, like, it's scary. Do you know how bad this gets? Is that, as I put in the message, it got so bad that he was selling food from the restaurant that he worked at to get money for it. He was selling steaks and chicken fillets to his drug dealer.
This is a terrible story, and I'm terrible for what you've gone through.
Don't be so patronizing.
No, I'm not being patronizing.
This is a true story of what can happen when you're dealing with a drug dealer.
I said it's a terrible story, Angela, what you went through with that absolute loser, and that is a loser of a person, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? But this is not the same situation.
How do you know?
Because we've spoken to his friend.
And his friend told us that he's been doing cocaine for the last 2 years.
And they say he's a lovely guy. He's fabulous. He's a great guy. Because they're all doing it with him.
Okay, so basically when you become a parent...
His friend isn't doing it with him.
Basically your job...
Can I point out one thing?
Jesus, no.
We're not talking about a 14-year-old young fella being fucked out on the street to fend for himself. We're talking about a 20-year-old who can fend for himself. He's a grown adult. He can go and...
This is a peer pressure, like.
He can go and sign a contract to rent his own place, and for some reason...
It's that easy just to get a rent. The man is showering in a gym and sleeping in the front.
Fair play, at least he has the gym there.
Why aren't any of his other family members stepping in so? Why hasn't he gone to aunts and uncles or grandparents?
It was always my belief.
Why don't any of them...
It was always my belief that when you're a parent, you're there to support your kids.
Of course
through everything.
Absolutely.
You
know?
No, I'm asking you a question, Jeremy.
Ask me
it's
what?
Like, he is such a nice young
fella. I didn't say he was a nice young fella.
Hold on. And his parents are so terrible for kicking him out. Why aren't the rest of the family taking him in? Why isn't the friend letting him sleep on the couch?
Because his parents won't take him in.
That's what it said. Read that part.
He said, I still live at home and none of our mates' parents will let him stay. That to me...
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why as well. I wonder why. And they're probably dead right to do that. Stay there for a second, Angela. Andrea listens to us in the UK every day. Andrea, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm grand, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Andrea. What did you want to say on this?
I think kudos to his parents. I think they are 100% right. We have, as a society, become socially accepting that people just go out and take drugs, whether it's, you know, at weekends, in the evenings, people walk around smoking joints, and it's become lawless. And I think his parents are doing the right thing.
And this is the 100%. Point that this is the point that I was trying to make, that these parents have spoken to their son before, they've asked him to stop, and not only has he not stopped, he's had the gall, the audacity to give them the two fingers out and bring it into their house. Yeah.
100%, yeah. I agree. I think they are right. As a mother, I would like to think that I'm going to, you know, my son won't do it. I don't know, he's only two, so I've got a lot of years ahead of me before I face that. But as somebody who had a family member who was on drugs, and my mother kicked him out, but my neighbour took him in. Did he ever really learn his lesson? Thankfully, maybe not then. But he's an adult now.
Here's the thing. If you go back to Trevor's story where he kicked his child, and she was a child, she was under 18, he kicked his 17-year-old out for months. She was sleeping rough in doorways and so on and so forth. Could you live with yourself if something bad happened to your child after you kicked him out of the house?
You might feel bad.
Oh, Jesus.
Of course you're going to question your decisions, but... This is what happens when young people think that they always know best. And he's 20. He's not a child.
But again, I sound like a broken record here. Conditional love. You look at McGregor's parents appeared in court when he was up on the worst charges that a person could be possibly up on. They went to visit. They didn't get any grief for that. It's not the same situation, Jeremy.
They're trying to teach him a lesson. And Conor McGregor is a fucking scumbag.
He is a scumbag.
And because he has loads of money, he'll get away with it. That's all that is.
Jeremy's whole argument is, and I don't want to talk about him either, to be quite honest with you, Jeremy's whole argument is that your love for your children is totally 100% unconditional. You do anything for them, you stand by them till their dying day, no matter what the fuck they do to you, you just let them walk all over you.
I would think that mother is probably not sleeping at night.
I would think you're probably right.
And I think she is doing it out of love. She is doing it to try and teach him a lesson and a better path in life, that this is how you're going to end up if you keep going the way you're going. Because it might start at the weekend. He might start only taking it at the weekend. But if he was kicked out, why did he have a bag? And I'm assuming it was midweek if the story's only come to you now, that, you know, why did he have a bag in his house if he only takes it at weekends?
Absolutely. I agree. Stay with me for a second, Andrea. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's bring in the opinion of Helen.
Good afternoon, lads. My friend, her 30-year-old son, got involved in drugs, got himself into an awful lot of debt. They came to the house, they beat him up with steel bars in front of his mom and dad, was in a coma in hospital for over a month. In the end, he left the country because of the debt. But the mother and father had to meet in a car park for 3 years every Saturday to pay his debt off. That started with just a bit of coke. Jeremy, it starts with just a bit of coke.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, that story, by the way, before the break is absolutely shocking. So a young fella was doing a bit of coke and he runs up a massive drug debt. He, being the chicken shit that he was, left the country, let his mom and dad fend for themselves. And as she said on the message, they had to meet the drug dealer every Saturday in the car park to pay off their son's debt.
I'd like to think that the majority of parents would do the same, even though you...
What?
They
had no choice. They had a fucking gun held to their head.
That's what I'm saying. No, but if a drug dealer said, if you don't pay off this debt, then your son's going to be thrown in the bottom of the canal.
Did you not hear her message?
He fucked off.
Yeah. He left the country.
Yeah, obviously.
He left his parents to deal with it.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I would say, what sort of upbringing was he given? Obviously dragged up.
He's just a prick. Yeah. He's just a little prick.
Yeah, because he was dragged up. He doesn't respect his parents. My point is, there's not a parent alive.
Sorry, you can be not dragged up and not respect your parents. Not the fact of the matter is that he ran up a debt. He left the country. He left his parents to have to...
Spine as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. But the point being...
What's the point?
It started with a little bit of coke. And these parents that we're talking about have nipped that in the bud. They've said, get out of our house. You've nothing to do with us.
I think when you make someone homeless, there's a higher chance that they're going to go even deeper into addiction. And this fella, remember, is not saying that he's an addict. He's a recreate. By the way, do you think people that do coke on a Saturday night on a night out are drug addicts?
You do. You only said it on this podcast a few months ago.
Yeah.
If they're doing it if they have to do it every Saturday, yeah.
So I see girls. Well, by the way, coke is
we know that.
It's not based on where you're from.
No, I know that.
And I see rich posh kids, girls.
Yeah, we all know that. What are you trying to say?
Are they all drug addicts in your opinion?
No, in your opinion they are.
No, I'm asking your opinion.
On this podcast before, you said if they're doing it every Saturday, they're drug addicts. So
yeah, I would think they are.
Let me bring in Susan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. What did you want to say, Susan, on these parents throwing their 20-year-old young fella out of the house last weekend?
Listen, I've experienced something much, much similar myself with my own son. He's 20 years old, doesn't drink, goes to college. Have a car, the things that they strive to have at 18, 19, 20 years old. And I have three Smallies in my house, and it actually wasn't even in the house. My little Smallies were out in my garden and found a box in the garden with weed inside and came in and handed it to me. And I turned around, where did this come from? So I only could assume that it was my son. And
okay, so your younger children found drugs that your older child had stashed away?
Yes, in the garden. They were out playing in the garden. And when I say Smallies, they were 5 years old. And so obviously I was extremely annoyed. And I confronted him about it, and that was it. Kicked him out. I said, you're out of here. I can't have this in my house.
So what drugs were they? I'm not sure if you said it and I missed it. What drugs was the stash?
It was weed.
Oh, it was weed. Okay.
For me, just because it wasn't cocaine, I have no tolerance for drugs at all.
No, I don't myself.
Like, whatsoever. It's just absolutely no. I don't care if it's weed or if it's coke. To me, they're the same thing. It's like, no, once it's drugs, that's it. Said to him, you're gone, out of here. I don't know who you think you are thinking that you could get away with that. Not to mention the fact that what happens if one of my kids had it ingested or something, they're only 5 years old. It's like,
so let me ask you, this story is absolutely identical. In that your child brought drugs into your house, and when you found those drugs in your house, you threw your child out of your house. Now, Jeremy, I didn't want to hear excuses.
Yeah, I didn't want to hear reasons.
And Jeremy, I want to go back to the start of this conversation when you said, of parents exactly like Susan, shame on you.
No, this is a very different story.
How is this different?
This is not me backing out. This is a very different story. Andre's situation, he's an only child from what we
know. We don't know for certain.
But look at the messages.
No, there's nowhere it says only child.
It did. There was no other kids.
No, you're
in the
making
house,
that up. There is nowhere in the messages from Andre's mate that he said it's an only child.
If someone has hard drugs in the house and there is young kids in the house as well, absolutely, that is
okay.
One
but
thing.
You're actually making, and I want to just clarify this. You are making this shit up.
Well, look, hang on.
I've read through all the messages from Andre's mate, and nowhere in those messages does he say Andre is an only child.
I'll get clarity on that. I will get clarity.
You're literally making that up to suit your argument.
No, it's not.
So, Susan, in your situation, you decided that's it, I've had enough, out you get, go live your own life.
Yeah,
exactly,
and the level of shock on his face was like, are you serious? I was like, I am dead serious.
Was this enough weed for personal consumption, or do you think he was dealing from the house? I mean, how much are we talking here?
It was probably, I couldn't really tell, but I'd say probably it was for, his own use, but he obviously didn't want to have it in the house because, you know, it has quite a high, you know, you can smell it, it's quite strong. So he knew I would have smelled it in the house, but that's why he put it in the garden.
Okay, yeah. So what happened subsequently? So you told your young fella to get out. What happened to him? What happened to his life? How long ago was this?
So this was 2 years ago.
Okay,
two years ago. When it happened.
Okay, so
when it happened.
What has happened to your young fella since then?
So I kicked him out. He was sleeping in a car, exactly like this guy. I knew he was sleeping in a car. And I said to him, I don't care where you go. I don't care what you do. I rang up all of my family and I told him under no circumstances you were to let him in if he comes knocking at your door, because I told him all what he did. And I said, I am not, if you take him in knowing what is after happening here, like there would have been a big fallout in the family if they had. If
okay, they
had
but they obviously didn't, and that's fine. So they didn't. So two years later.
In his car. Yeah, no, so he slept in his car and it was for around, I'd say probably 3 weeks. He slept in a car and I was getting the phone calls. He was begging and pleading with me, could he come home, that he was sorry, he'll never do it again. Da, 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 da. The usual, obviously, you know, as a mother, this is not what you want to do for your child. But at the same time, it was just, for me, it was tough love. I was like, no, he's going to learn. And if he's going to learn, he's going to learn. It's hard. And he learned. So what I did say to him was that he was allowed to come back into the house, but there was going to be conditions. And he said, well, what are the conditions? I said, well, the first condition is that you have to get a job. Because at the time he wasn't working, now he was in college, but he wasn't working. Because I said to myself, if he's not working, he has too much time on his hands to be going out smoking weed with his friends and hanging around. I said, so you need to get a job. And if you don't get a job, you're not coming home. So I still kept him out of the house. And it took him probably, I'd say, another 3 weeks after that to get a job, sending out CV interviews. I told him if he needed to come back home and have a shower that he could, but then he had to leave. So that was the way it was. And
you're a no-nonsense mother, I'll give you that. A lot of people...
No-nonsense. Absolutely. No. And you know what?
Jeremy, I'll be honest with you. I always thought that of you. I always thought you were going to be a no-nonsense father as well, but obviously not.
Let me just finish what I'm saying now. He ended up, got himself a job working in some kind of a warehouse or whatever, doing you know, like warehouse work, you know, working for like, you know, distribution kind of a place. The job is 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. and he used to be up every day, and then he's able to do his college part-time. And that's actually straightened him out, and that's what he's been doing since the last 2 years. And I warned him and I told him, and he knows that if I get a sniff of anything, because he knows now my guard is up and I'm watching, and I'm watching him like a hawk. And he knows, because he knows that because I reacted the way I should have reacted the first time when it happened, that he knows that there will be a consequence for his actions if he tries it again. Because I told him the next time, if there's a next time, you will never put your toe back through my door again. You'll go to a hostel in town, and that can be your life.
Okay, so 2 years later, he is back home, he's working, he's still doing his college course, and I'm assuming he hasn't let you down since.
Hasn't let me down since, because he knows. He knows. He knows that I'm serious, and that if he messes up again, I mean, look, everybody, like you say, and I've heard on this podcast all the time, people make mistakes. Okay, you give them a chance, and you say, right, okay. Now, I was still no nonsense. I still doubted, in my opinion, I doubted it the way I knew best how. And it worked because he's on the straight and narrow now. He's not smoking anything. He doesn't drink at all. He's never ever a drinker, even anyway, before that. But I'm not a drinker either. I don't drink, so it's not something that he would have witnessed at home or anything. So,
okay, but let me read a message that's just come in to us, and I want to get your response to this. If you'd if your children had found a stash of cigarettes or a stash of whiskey, you may not have thrown them out, but because it was a stash of weed, you did. How hypocritical. What do you say to that?
But how is that hypocritical?
Because they're all drugs. If it had been, a 1,000 cigarettes or 10 bottles of whiskey, you probably wouldn't have thrown them out. But because it was a bit of cannabis, you did.
Or even vapes, if it had been vapes.
Yeah, but listen, that's such a narrow-minded response. You're not talking about cigarettes and alcohol. You're talking about illegal drugs. Like, seriously, like whoever said that comment is uneducated. There's no comparison between drugs and alcohol and cigarettes. They're legal. You can go to a shop and buy them. Why would my son stash away cigarettes when
Let me ask you one final question. Are you glad you did what you did by throwing your 20-year-old son out to go and sleep in a car? And do you believe that it was an effective thing to do?
Yes, it was extremely effective because look at the reaction that it's had in his and his life. It woke him up. It got him out of that mental state that he was in, thinking that this was an okay way to be and to live.
And then for Jay, who's the fellow who...
100%.
Okay, Jay's the fellow who sent us in the message in the first place about his mate Andre. I've no doubt he will play this podcast to his mate Andre if he doesn't know about it already. What is your message to Andre, who's identical to your son, with almost the same story?
Well, you know, the way it is, like, you know, he first of all, you know, he's let his parents down. And that's the thing. I think I felt extremely let down when it happened with me and my son, because, like, my son has wanted for nothing. He's had a very good upbringing. We're from a very good family, good background. Like, I was as shocked when this came out. You know, it can come to anybody's door.
And what is your message? Your message proved that you've mended your ways, and then go and ask your mom to take you back.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he should try. He has to prove himself, because if he genuinely means that he's not going to be, you know, taking drugs anymore, then he needs to prove it. He needs to prove it that his family and his parents are satisfied, that they believe that he's turned over a new leaf and that he's going to try and make an effort to put things right. You can't just turn around and say, oh, well, I'll stop, and then you don't, because he's already done that and it hasn't worked. So he's been caught out. So he needs to prove himself to his parents for them to turn around and say, okay, we'll give you a chance for you to come back home. But like I said, I think I asked this before. Oh, well, I didn't ask this before. I'm asking it now. Is the guy working? Does he have a job?
I don't know. I actually don't know the answer to that question.
Because if the guy is working and he has a job, or if he isn't working and he's no job,
I'm assuming he has a job because he's showering in the gym every day, so he has a gym membership. That's just me assuming that, but I actually don't know the answer to that. But your point is, prove yourself to your mother, and then maybe she'll take you back.
Prove it. Like, you can't just be talking and not doing any actions. Like, to. And my son had no option but to prove it to me, because I told everyone no one is to take him in. He needs this is a him problem, and he needs to solve it. And he did. And, you know, it wasn't easy, but he did.
But he did
it in the end.
All right. And in hindsight, you're glad you did what you, well, you were glad you did what you did at the time. But in hindsight, you're still very happy in your nappy with the decision that you made.
Exactly. And when I just say, even like, he's 22 now, he'll be 23 in September, and he's like a different person.
That's
like
great to hear. Child. All right. Great to hear. Yeah. Susan, thank you very much indeed for sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Love the podcast.
Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
That story very, very similar to the Joshua Allen story, isn't it?
Except he keeps letting her down. He keeps repeating his offences.
I know, but does it just show you something that I've been wrong about in the past, and now I only realise in the last few years, that type of thing, doesn't matter what your background, it can hit anybody. Really can.
Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow, and we'll catch you on the next episode.